The views and opinions of the Dr. Kent Show are those of the hosts and guests only. They do not represent the opinions of KFNX staff or management. Dr. Kent holds a PhD, a doctorate, and a doctor of philosophy in psychology with an emphasis in industrial organizational psychology. The advice and expertise presented is generic in nature and draws upon more than two decades of experience in mental health services across a wide variety of settings. The Dr. Kent Show is provided for entertainment and educational purposes only. For diagnosis and treatment, please see your own personal doctor of medicine. For callers, nothing presented implies the establishment of a relationship, professional or otherwise. Dr. Kent is the developer of positive projective psychology.
Welcome to the Dr. Kent Show, giving psychology away. Here now, Dr. Kent, PhD.
You know, welcome to the Dr. Kent Show. It's the 27th today. I do know what day it is. I didn't know what day it was yesterday. It was Friday. The holidays get me out of sorts a little bit because it breaks my routine, and I missed my favorite lunch yesterday. I was about 5 minutes late getting out of the house to catch the right time, the right special. It's just the way it goes. You know, I'd love to tell you that I have a great show prepared for today, but be quite honest with you, I'm going to be honest with you. I decided to wing it from the top of my head, seat of my pants, whatever you want to take it at. I had a guest lined up, but unfortunately the communications went down on that. Really significant show that I need to put on for you, and it's about suicide prevention from one of the leading authors in the field. And I'm hoping that he'll be able to have some time here pretty soon. Hope I hear from him soon. He published one of the leading books in the field and just changed my views on it and actually made the prevention of suicide and the understanding of it just tons better than it was. What I really should treat you to today is some of my own sayings and adages. You know, I don't know where to start on this, but let me give you some advice here. Call-in number 602-277-5369. It's locally. That's 602-277-5369. Toll free is 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. Now, my website, drkentshow.com, drkentshow.com. You can contact me through webmail right through that page there. I am going to direct you there. There's some pretty interesting things up there. At least I think they are. You know, I've been listening all week to, seems like more than a week, like 2 weeks of blurbs going out, by MS, raving about Janet Napolitano being the perfect pick for Homeland Security. Okay. Well, I'm glad to get rid of her, but unfortunately kicking her upstairs kind of scares me. And I heard about this rumor before I took off on my last trip for Alaska because the governor is, I don't expect I'm on her good side. Let me put it that way. And I imagine that travel is going to be a little bit more difficult for me in the future. Personally, the governor and I have a bone to pick with each other. Anyway, I think the most important adage I can ever tell you is that parents fail their children. Okay? You need to understand this is a natural law. Parents fail the children. It happens every time. It's got to happen. Now think about this. You know, a little bird, she builds her nest, puts her eggs in it. The young hatch. She feeds them. I mean, she just keeps feeding them and feeding them. Now, the birds get a little bit bigger. You know, but at some point in time, the birds get so big, they can't stay in the nest. Now, that's by design, in my opinion. That's just the way the birds design it. It's programmed into them. It's hardwired. I think that's a gift from God, from the Creator, who designed them. So it's really simple. That big bird will sit on the edge of that nest crying, "Mommy, feed me," and mother will keep feeding it. Now, little bird is bigger than mom at this particular point, doesn't fit inside the nest, and is sitting on the edge of the nest. Sooner or later, it falls off the nest, whereupon it sprouts wings, or at least discovers it has wings and puts them to use. And it learns it can fly for itself and fend for itself and feed itself. So what I'm saying is, in observation, parents fail their children. It's a necessity in life that your parents must fail you so you can get your butt out there, grow up, and get to work and take care of yourself, and maybe even take care of them down the road. Now, I'm a soul learner, a little mentally retarded. Please don't. That's just our secret, okay? I mean, I was in seventh grade, and I was in the mentally retarded class, and my dad was up for reassignment, and we transferred in the middle of the school year. And, you know, back then they had levels like 7-1, 7-2, 7-3. They were like nine different levels. Well, I happened to be in the bottom level. But when we changed schools, they numbered things in the exact opposite way. So I ended up in the advanced class all of a sudden. And lo and behold, I woke up. I still can't find things when I try to put them away. I mean, I know where everything is in the room, but I can't find it if I put it in a drawer or in a cupboard. I mean, if I put it away, I'll never find it. It's like it disappears. I mean, I've got no visual memory at all. But I know where every little stitch of paper is in that pile of crap of mine. I can find it all. Now, that's really not me, folks. That was a friend of mine in college at the university. He was so bright, we couldn't stand him. But yet we had to respect him, and then we all hung out together. We were kind of all on the nerdy side. But the fact is that he was also from a military family, and when his folks transferred and he moved, he actually ended up getting swapped from the bottom end of the classes, the grading of the classes, to the top end, and he ended up graduating like valedictorian or something. He had a learning disability. We keep hearing about diversity. You know, we have to embrace diversity. We have to accept differences. But today, I hear the mantra, but I don't see it. I mean, it doesn't feel the same. I mean, when a person is a little bit different, we treat them differently. But we used to just accept them and say, so-and-so's a little eccentric. They're a character. They've got this. They've got that. That's just the way they are. And, you know, they were part of the community. But today, it appears to me there's less tolerance. There's less range for individual differences. You know, there's a lot less. And there's a lot more unnecessary government intervention. Interventions into families, but it's not necessary. Things that make things much worse. And about the worst thing I can think of these days is what's happening with children. The failures that are occurring today are somewhat a failure of society more so than parents. There's just not much support today for parenting. There's not much out there. I mean, there used to be a time when if you were having problems with your child and it was very common for a mother or father to be concerned they might be disciplining the child too harshly. I mean, they're afraid they're going to hurt their child. You know, it's a reasonable concern to be, you know, wondering what is going to happen. I mean, am I hitting my kid too much? Am I too hard on my child? Well, there was a day when you could go into the office of a psychologist and you could get help for that. You could get treatment for that. But today in the nanny state, you can't do it that way. Why? The moment you show up and you think you're abusing your child, the psychologist has to suspect you're abusing your child. And what happens? You have to make a report. The psychologist is required by law to report a suspicion of child molestation, abuse, neglect, exploitation, which happens in an industrial level these days. And we're going to get into that this particular show because this is pretty close to my heart, and it really angers me that people are so dumb. I mean, it bothers me that we're going to shove Napolitano off to D.C. when we're the fools that reelected her. You know, I mean, I understand we're going to be gone well, she's going to be gone. We're going to be done with her. But, you know, here it is. She bankrupted us. She acted against the will of the people. We didn't want light rail. We voted it straight down. That was it. It was a hands-down deal. And she foisted off that at billions of dollars and an all-day kindergarten. It might have been one thing to do part-day, but she had to do the $400 million a year commitment. And we don't have the money for that, folks. Anyway, catch you on the backside. You can catch me 602-277-5369 or look at my website, drkentshow.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Kent Show, giving psychology away. Here now, Dr. Kent, Ph.D.
I'm dreaming of a Pelosi presidency, just like, oh, Christmas is over. Sorry about that. You know, and before you, I'll stop singing right now, but you know, I mean, before you knock that tune, a Pelosi presidency, you need to think about something. Do you want a country? Do you respect the United States Constitution? Do you want it enforced? Do you want people to live by it? Do you want your keepers, your masters, to be held accountable in any way, shape, or form? Well, if that's the case, folks, you ought to be praying with me for Madam President Pelosi. Okay, all right, I know. I'm not exactly singing your tune right now, am I? Okay, all right, you want to tune me out, 602-277-5369. But I want to start something new now. You know, I used to say I handled my callers better than I wasn't going to be mean like another doctor that's on the station here. She can get pretty confrontive, and I don't handle people that way. I'm very respectful, but, you know, I got to admit that I've got to somehow roughen up that rough bone in my body. Maybe I don't even have one. I got to develop it. So if you want to call in and do a little role play with me, just say so. Just, you know, I guess what I'm saying is that give me permission to abuse you. Call in and I'll hang up on you. How about that? Or no, you know, you can give me a call, 602-277-5369. But the fact is, you've got two people that are going to get sworn into office who shouldn't be sworn in. You had two presidential candidates, neither of whom was, well, McCain probably was qualified. But a Republican? Oh, come on. And by the way, we're going to get a lot more political. You check the website up. There's some interesting things on it. There's more interesting things going to be going up at drkentshow.com. Politically, our politicians are ruined. They've ruined us. They're horrible. There's not one of them, not even Senator Kyle, who used to be admirable and noble and respectful until he introduced the amnesty bill and tried to shove that down our throats right shortly after his reelection. He shook my hand twice as I was working on those phone lines and winked at me. And now, Senator Kyle, I understand why you're winking at me. You're going to put the screws to us when it was all done and said with anyway, weren't you, bud? Six more years in office stuck with you. Look, I'd like to have a constitutional legislature. And this is what it looks like, folks. Your senators aren't elected directly by the people. Your senators come from the state legislators. In other words, they're elected as state legislators. Legislators get together. They vote among themselves, choose two of their noble counterparts and sending me down to D.C. to represent the state government. And should any of, at any time that state senator vote contrary to the way the state government wants them to vote, they're fired. They're subject to instant recall. Now that's checks and balances, folks. Founding fathers had it down right. I'll give you another example. In a truly constitutional legislator, you don't have term limits for congressmen. You don't need term limits for congressmen. You don't pay them. You don't give them medical benefits. You don't make them millionaires for life. You don't give that stuff away to them. They give their time for 2 years at a shot. When they can't afford to support themselves anymore, they're gone. They go home. And that's the way it ought to be. I mean, you don't need term limits. You don't need more bogus legislation. You need to cut down. We've got to cut down. You need to cut down some of these rules and regulations and go right back to the way it used to be. Those guys are pretty smart, pretty wise. Okay, 277-KFNX. That's 602-277-KFNX. Toll free, 866-536-1100. Now, I've got another concept. It's called a concept of limited energy. If you think about it, it means you've got to balance the budget. You've got to balance your life. You've got to balance your bank account. You only have so much money. You only have so many hours in the day. You only have so much of that, this or that. Now, that's not my concept. It was one of the concepts put forward by Papa Freud. Probably about 1865 came up with that. But I've got an elaboration on that. And I think this is an important one. And this goes out to Dora Shriro, head of Arizona Department of Corrections, and all those people that think they're representatives in government who have been, shall we say, less than responsive. Again, check my website, folks. Some amazing stuff's going up on that. I'm pretty proud of it. I'm learning how to blog. I'm learning how to do this. It's a good-looking site. I did not do that part myself. I do control that. I'm responsible for everything that goes up there, and I can remove what I want and do whatever I want with the thing. I really got some good advice. I was really lucky. I was given a good referral to a good website designer. She's treated me quite well, but I'm not going to plug her any more than say you can catch a little ad at the bottom of my homepage for her. I don't want to get too doggone popular. She might raise her rates on me. I can't afford to do that right now. All right. Check me out at drkentshow.com. Or give me a call, 602-277-5369. Now, back to Madam Pelosi. If you will look at the show 24, another psychologist and I were having lunch about November, and he told me the television shows were prompting us for a black president. And it was obvious to everybody. And this is a fairly liberal, almost all psychologists are liberals. When they find out you're conservative, they attack you. I mean, they hone in on you like a heat-sinking missile, and they get you out of the business as fast as they can. That's part of the reason why the field is so compromised, because there's no room for disparity. Oh, what is that? Oh, I'm so glad I've got myself a block on this. I mean, diversity, that's what it is. Oh, man. How could I forget diversity? Well. You can give me a call at 602-277-5369. Oh, boy. I'm not even looking at my screen up here, and I'm sorry. I got it now. Hey, Rick. Welcome to Dr. Kent Show. How are you doing?
Good. I wanted to make a quick comment. I think one of the directions that somebody has not explored when it comes to the illegal alien challenge is involving Mexico in a cross-border negotiation, basically saying, hey, we're willing to do this. What are you willing to do on your side of the border? Nobody's ever put Mexico's feet to the fire.
Well, you're right, but there's so many things involved in this that we haven't thought of. And this NAFTA sort of screwed things up. Rick, what happened is I was going to school in San Diego, and I'd go across the border once in a while. NAFTA got passed about that time while I was in graduate school in San Diego. And going back down south, people were complaining why the wages didn't go up like they were expecting from NAFTA. So they're still making about $1 an hour, $8 a day, $10 a day at an industrial job at the – I think they're called
Macadero.
Yeah, I wanted to say macchiata, you know. I mean, I've got this Starbucks thing floating through my mind. Little problems with my memory on that. But yeah, but they weren't making the money, and the cost of living doubled overnight. Their rent went up, their electricity. I mean, everything just doubled on them in price. And so they got screwed on that deal. And I feel like we're responsible for it, because it was Bush Sr., I think, who pushed that one through.
It actually came through during the Clinton administration, but what I think is quite fascinating is that I think that the infrastructure of Mexico needs to adapt to the 21st century, meaning And I'm going to throw a little bit of a curveball here, but I'm deeply involved in the real estate industry.
Right.
And I think that the lack of proper surveys, maps, public records, who owns what. I've been down to Mexico. We looked into investing in some real estate in Mexico, and it was just a nightmare. It was a mess.
Can you really do it?
Well, no, you can't. You really cannot. According to the laws in Mexico, foreign national corporations can own land. But if you're an individual from another country, you cannot own the land. You have to lease the land. And so when you try to go in and develop something, it makes it extremely complicated for marketing purposes. Long story made short,
yeah.
I would like to see someone do expose to try to entice Mexico into adapting 21st century economic models. And that means mapping public records. Our real estate system is the foundation of our
property rights, ownership.
Property.
Well, you know, what I think we ought to do, we ought to declare war, go down and take that place over and shake them up.
Well,
tired of it. I'm tired of them invading us. I'm tired of them impeding on us. They keep talking about taking us over anyway. That's all the... What La Raza is about is taking us over. It's an invasion by the horde.
Well, I think it would be interesting if we could get La Raza on the radio and say to him, are you willing to put forth the effort to change the attitude of the government at south of the border as much effort as you're putting on changing the attitude of the government north of the border?
Well, let's face it. They're racist. They're not going to change anything. They're going to keep holding on to their anti-Anglo stuff.
Well, I have hope for the future. I think that if it could be presented to them properly, it's actually in the benefit of the bureaucrats, it's in the interest of the huge landowners, and it's in the interest of the peasants to be able to adapt that type of future.
But that makes too much concept. That makes too much sense, Rick, and you've got these people that are in power that want to stay in power. The only thing is that their country's actually better off than ours, in my opinion, because, you see, they know they bribe people regularly. They know people are bought off. But in our country, they think we're crazy here. When I go down there, they say, you're crazy because your people are bought off, too, and you just don't know it. Thanks for the call, Rick.
Welcome back to the Dr. Kent Show, giving psychology away. Here now, Dr. Kent, Ph.D.
Oh, I'm on. All right, here I am back again. Look, you know, as far as a Pelosi presidency, I think it would be a godsend right now. Why? Because she's qualified constitutionally to be president, whereas Obama, I mean, Kenya is not an island in Hawaii, is it? Obama's not qualified constitutionally, but once he's sworn in, there's no going back. We can't find out later and kick his butt out of there. We're stuck with his ugly butt. Pelosi, on the other hand, we all know her. We know where she was born. She's qualified. But here's the deal. If we actually went through this, and if people were willing, like the Supreme Court's not doing their job in this at all, but if they're willing to at least hear the case, we'd have a hope in hell of getting the Constitution through. And I think, I'm so negligent sometimes. I get so caught up in myself here. But you know, it would just be good if, well, Frank, welcome to the show here.
It's good to hear a talk show in the afternoon on a Saturday, man. I'm the first time I caught your show. I'm glad to be talking to you. I'm like your views, and like Jefferson said many, many years ago, every 25 years or so, we should have a bloody revolution, because I don't see anything changing. The Congress is like princesses and queens, and they drive around in limos with drivers. And I think when the truth would be known in Georgetown, when the Republican clowns and the Democrats get together, they laugh about the voters and say, hey, they keep on voting us back in. Look at Barney Frank and Dodd. And like you say, John Kyle used to be a good guy. He used to go down and support him like you did. And he passed a pay raise when they weren't doing their jobs and were in the hole.
It felt like a slap in the face when
Absolutely.
He proposed that. And he tried to ram amnesty down our throats.
Yep. Yep.
Now you're from Glen, Mexico?
Yeah, that's my ranch. That's where we are friends of ours.
You got a green card?
I'm here legally, but what we do is we actually, well, I'm a political intuitive. I don't know if you remember or not, when L.A. put up that big sign, Mundo television station put up the big sign down there in Hollywood and Vine and said Los Angeles, Mexico.
No, I don't. I don't keep
up. They did. And,
go ahead.
And the people raised hell and they took it down. But like L.A., they finally won over there, so that's probably given up. And I think it's a lost cause, in my humble opinion, because 10 years ago, I heard a conversation. I was in L.A., attending a conversation where politicals that represented West L.A.,
okay,
they were Hispanic descent.
Right.
They said they were going to take back the Southwest because it belonged to them legally.
That's right.
And they're going to do it one house, one. This is what he said. One house, one block, one city, one county, one state at a time. Well, and you can't stop us.
Well, Frank, I'm so glad you called. Now, I was just teasing you about your location there. It was, you know, Glen, Mexico. That's all I was doing. I was joking with you about that. But you hit it right on the money here. These folks are invading us. Don't you think we're at war right now?
Absolutely, sir. And the and you know what? The politicians know it. For whatever reason, you know, like I say, they live in the gated communities, as you know. Kyle and McClown and the rest of them.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. They laugh at us like I already stated. And they really do. They laugh at us. And mainly because young people today don't know the history of our country. And what we're trying to do is talk to the people that really don't want to be here, that are coming here legally.
Okay, you're breaking up point where I can barely just slow down a little bit here. Let me ask you one question, though, Frank. Are you going to consider, next time you buy a vehicle, are you going to look at Ford, Chevy, GM, Chrysler? Are you going to look at the big three in this country?
Absolutely not.
That's the same for me. I'm not going to buy them again.
Absolutely correct.
And what I want to tell you, and I want to tell the rest of the audience here, that when people find out what the Ford Foundation has done with its profits and what the Ford Foundation has been behind, when they find out the truth about that...
I know what you're talking about, sir.
You won't see another Ford on the road at all.
Yep.
I mean, we'll be burning them, because when people find out how the Ford Foundation used and continues to use their massive influence to undermine our country and our sovereignty...
You're right on the money. I'm glad I found your show. You're absolutely right on the money. And this Chrysler Corporation is owned by this...
Collexor?
Yes. Do you know who was the vice president under Bush 1?
Boy.
I can't think of his name right now. Anyway, he's on the board there. And the previous secretary of treasurer before this last clown got on here is on the board of that company also. Mm-hmm. And Bush is actually bailing those folks out because they're pals of his.
Well, what we're witnessing is outright theft and corruption. But,
yep,
you know, I have told people I'm not going to be a water boy.
Nope.
I think of other talk show hosts as water boys. I mean, even the one that I respect probably the most, deep in my bones, I can feel he's carrying somebody else's water. But yet the fact is that we're in a war. People don't realize it, and we're pretty much gone at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
If you go to my website, you'll see a posting, Tombstone, United States of America, and there are three books on that are recommended reading. These are the basic three books to understand why we didn't commit suicide and why it's been a murder.
Now that's Dr. Kent's .com.
DrKentShow.com, DrKentShow.com.
I'll be checking it out.
And it's less than $60 for the three books. If a person reads those, they'll understand how big the battle is and what we're up against. It is the fight up against, between good and evil.
Yep.
And these folks are flat out evil, and they've convinced us that there's no such thing as evil anymore on the face of the planet, but they're it in body, you know, in person.
Well, you know, every illegal we catch, we should actually arm them, train them in the guerrilla warfare, and teach them about our country and how we had to fight against the British, and tell them and teach them, go back and fight for your country, man. Don't give it up.
Well,
take care of business.
The problem with that is, when you say that, Frank, I mean, it sounds wonderful, but the problem with that is that we never really did away with the British. The British have been running us from behind the scenes for about a century, more than a century at this point.
Probably.
And we haven't had a decent election, an honest election since Woodrow Wilson, well, that wasn't an honest election either, but since that election, every one of them has been pretty rigged up. Yeah, we have no voice, and either we start chopping large bodies of this federal government off and throwing it away, or they're going to start chopping us up. And I don't mean that figuratively, folks.
You know what, though, Doc?
Yeah.
I really believe that people had a chance to do that. And with McCain, he said he's going to cut. They say that every time. I mean, McCain actually did have a good record with government against citizens against government waste for years. But you know, he's got to get through the Congress, and they're not. The Congress looks at government jobs as an employment agency. And as long as people are working, they say, hey, we can't cut that agency back. Even like WIC is a total failure. And a number of other programs, Department of Education, Agriculture.
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
I get rid of, I don't know about WIC. That might be all right, but I'll tell you, the Department of Education ought to be, we ought to take all those folks and tie concrete to them and sink them in the Atlantic Ocean. They've done absolutely horrible job educating young folks in this country at this point.
That's right. My first comment to you, that people don't understand the history of the country. You know, we got it pretty easy here. Maybe the young folks are spoiled. And as long as they've got their turkey dinner and everything, they don't really care, and a six-pack, I guess.
Well, things are going to change here really quickly.
Absolutely.
Now, before 9/11 happened, I flew over the Pentagon, and I thought about the possibility of that thing getting a plane in it.
Right.
All right. And then just before this October, when they decided to go after our pensions the savings, I figured they've got to figure out a way to rob that, and they did.
Yeah.
They've robbed that now.
Yep.
Now, what I think we need to do is do away with the Federal Reserve, and nobody on talk radio is talking about the real problem, which is the money system.
Well, you know what? You're going to be labeled a kook. You're going to be labeled a kook.
That's right.
What I'm saying. People don't understand our system, and they've let this slip away, baby steps, and now we've got Obonsky, a fan of Noam Chomsky and the rest of those clowns.
I thought Noam Chomsky was worth something at one point in time, and he talked about LAD, Language Acquisition Learning Device.
Right.
And that was worth something, but it sure wasn't worth the way he's been able to ride that out.
Well, Doc, I'm glad I found your show, and keep up the good work and keep spreading the truth. There's only a handful of us left, it looks like. So keep it up, and I'll be checking you out next week.
All right, thanks for the call, Frank.
Tomorrow, too?
No, I'm just on Saturdays. I'll be on next weekend, though. I don't get preempted by basketball next weekend.
All right, pal.
Thanks
for what you're doing.
Thanks for the call. Now, Dr. Kent Show at drkentshow.com or 602-277-5369. Toll free, 866-536-1100. Now, back to Madam Pelosi, who knows? I think it would be a blessing if we got her for president, because at least then the Constitution would be preserved. And that's the big deal, folks. Either you want a Constitution and you want your freedoms and you're going to preserve the Constitution, or you're going to urinate it away. And that's what's happened here. I don't think he was elected by a landslide, electoral college votes perhaps. But, you know, he was elected by those who weren't qualified to vote to begin with. All those illegals, they just registered him up. And that's the margin he was probably elected by, was the invading horde among us. I've got a lot of respect for those folks south of the border, and I'm going to tell you why I think you and I are jealous of them. When we get back on the air, all right.
To the Dr. Kent Show, giving psychology away. Here now, Dr. Kent, PhD.
America, oh, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be able to hold my water for a full hour, because if I couldn't, Look, I've teased you with a lot of different things today, folks. If you'd like to be part of the show, it's 602-277-5369, toll free, 866-536-1100. And the website is up, and I've got webmail up, and that's drkentshow.com. Some of my old shows are, well, I'm editing them and working on that. I'm doing it all myself. I've got a couple of them loaded up, one PDF file loaded up, some documentation. I'm working on it. I'm learning. It's kind of fun. Time seems to pass while I do it, I got to admit. But, you know, I'd like to see Pelosi for president, and I think the show 24, since we've had Madam President on the show 24, and before that we had, 2 years of black presidents on there, I think they're getting ready for the possibility that we might be swearing in a female president. And before you say, well, Joseph Biden, remember this, you know, Joseph Biden shows the signs and symptoms of a major mental illness, and moreover than that, if he's got one, it's an untreated mental illness. The guy's a clown. He's not suitable to be president at all. He's off the wall. He invents things in history that never happened. You know, we could call it confabulation, I suppose, but I really don't know. I mean, I'd have to sit down and, you know. Well, the boy ought to be looked at. That's all I can say. Now, the reason I think that, first of all, I'm in the Valley of the Sun. Most of you listening to me here, right in the Valley. We have a large, a Mexican contingent here. You know, there's so many people in this area that folks tend not to be very polite. Not on the roads, not in the stores, with the one exception. You know, our guests from down south are the friendliest around. I mean, you say hi to a man working on one of these, you know, on a construction site, and he's going to be really warm and friendly back. He'll give you a proper greeting. It won't be a phony, how are you, not wanting to hear the response kind of thing that we do. So they do warm us up. They do actually make us more human in that sense. But I think we're jealous, and I think the reason we're jealous is because, you see, the Mexicans are the last great entrepreneurs. Folks, the Mexicans here among us, illegally, are living the American dream. So let's face it, you're just jealous because they're doing what you want to be able to do. They're working for cash. They aren't paying taxes. They aren't impeded by the government. They're our guests. When an officer stops them and realizes that they're an illegal, he doesn't ask them for their insurance cards or any of that stuff. He's very polite to them because they are our masters and we are their slaves. The United States government and its wonderful systems and our courts have let us know that we are their slaves. They are all of our benefits. All of the benefits of the welfare state are at their beck and call. A friend of mine who works as a medical examiner for disability determination services for the Social Security Administration, he tells me that at least 30% of the applicants for disability are illegals, obviously here illegal, and it's not that he's required to give them disability and award it to them, but if he has a black from outside of the country, now, not an American-born Negro, but a black from outside the country. And if he has anybody from outside the country, he's got to give that to him or it's going to get kicked back. You see, if he has more than three rejections on his reports in a six-month period, he's fired. The job pays about 128 grand a year. He doesn't have to see anybody. Just sits all day looking at a computer screen making these determinations. But it's really obvious, and the average client, he tells me, he's in Tucson. He used to work over at ADOC as well. He was head of the mental health programs there. Anyway, so he tells me that the average client comes in, 40 years old, Hispanic female, no language skills, no work history, a little depressed because she's just arrived here in the country, got no friends. They get Social Security disability above and beyond anybody who deserves it legally, and there's nothing you or I can do about it. They're bankrupting us as fast as they can. You see, that's part of their war. And, you know, I usually greet the troops on the way into the show, but I do want to thank those folks who are listening abroad. It's got to be nighttime over in the Middle East. I just wish one of you guys would call in sometime because it would thrill folks back here if you did. But I apologize to you because we haven't done a good job protecting the home front here, the home. The enemy within is overpowering us and we're losing this battle. I'm afraid there's not much freedom and there might not be much of a country for you to come back home to. So I apologize to you because we're really doing a horrible job. I know you guys are doing really good work out there and I read about it in Soldier of Fortune magazine. Now, SOF, Soldier of Fortune magazine, I thought it was pretty radical till I got introduced to it when I was working in the bush in Alaska in 1996. And it is an unbiased report. It's gotten better. It's a good magazine. If you want to know what the troops are going through, what the fighting situations are like, the stories, there's no better source for it. Anyhow, that's my freebie for that outfit. It's an unbiased publication. Most of the publications I have are biased. And frankly, the newspaper I get, the best part of it is that little plastic bag that comes around because I can use it to pick up my, pick up Diesel's drop-ins when I walk them in the morning, you know? That's all it's good for. You see, everything is biased at this point. We're totally brainwashed. We're controlled from cradle to grave. And don't kid yourself that we're putting that off. And don't pretend that we're a free country or a free nation and we have property rights anymore. No, comrades. Welcome to the Soviet States of America. When Khrushchev slammed the heel of his shoe, of course, he took it off his foot first, in the United Nations in about 1962, he shouted out an epitaph. And to the people who were part of the New World Order, the social, commie, whatever guys that are taking us over, he said, "We shall overcome," is what they took it as. They have destroyed us. And Khrushchev, the other interpretation was that Khrushchev was saying, "We shall destroy you from within." Folks, it wasn't much of a fight when I look at it. We were losing all the time, and I wonder why. Why was it so stacked? Why was the world the way it was? You go to my website, thedrkentshow.com, buy those three books. Read those three books. And if you tell me you don't have time to read, well, don't cry to me when your freedom's gone. Don't cry to me when you can't get your retirement check from the state of Arizona or the federal government or any one of these entities because they don't exist anymore, or the money's worthless, which is what they're doing to you, in case you're wondering. Every time Obama bails somebody out, he's pulling money. He's pulling the plug on you and me and what little money we have. It's horrible. I mean, it wasn't until 1995, just about then, that economists and political historians alike agreed that what Roosevelt did during the New Deal prolonged the Great Depression and made it harder for us to recover from the Great Depression. And here we got the new raw deal with Obama, and that's the way it's going to be. Another thing is that most women cringe when I tell them, "Did you know the Democrats made it illegal for a married woman to work outside the home?" Oh, no, they'd never do that. Not our lovely Democrats. Yeah, they did, folks. It was the seventh plank of the New Deal, and it was a law of the land for 7 years until the Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional. Go to my website. My grandmother told me about this. You can read the little acknowledgement I wrote about her, and you'll find out where that came from. It's not in history books, folks. Why did they take that out of the history books? I mean, don't you think a significant thing like, well, my grandmother had to give up her teaching career, and after 8 years not teaching, it was really hard for her to go back. But don't you, of course, that doesn't need to be mentioned, does it? It doesn't, oh, no, not at all, not at all. And would the Democrats ever do that to us again? Oh, heck, they'll do anything to you. They're robbing you blind right now. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul, as they say. Move 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and you're deeper in debt. The money's worthless. It's not a constitutional currency. The income tax is not merely immoral, but I believe it's illegal. Read the Constitution and you'll find out how this government was supposed to run. We weren't supposed to tax income, folks. That didn't come about until the Woodrow Wilson administration, or should I say under President House, President Colonel House, Colonel Mandel Edward House. You'll say, who was President House? Well, he was the guy running the show who got Wilson nominated and got Wilson elected. And he's the one that brought you the graduated income tax, and he wrote the New Deal and published it probably about 20 years before it was enacted. 1911, he published it. I think that was enacted, 36 maybe? Probably about the same time Adolf Hitler came to rise. Interesting coincidence. The socialist over in Nazi Germany and the communist American president that Hitler complained about. And we don't have socialism. in this presidency. We've got a communist in this thing. It's not socialism. All the rest of it, the Republicans are socialists. Believe me, they're socialists. Well, folks, you elected him. You elected our governor. I think you ought to be stuck with this governor. I don't think we should be kicking her out the door and foisting her off on the country at large. I'm angry when I see that you reelected her. I can't believe it. You had a perfectly good, God-fearing man who had your best interest at heart, and instead you elect the woman who goes against your public will. Oh, boy. Oh, I forgot I could ride that trolley for free today, couldn't I? Yeah, that's a free ride for the next week, folks. Well, I gotta go. I'll see you next week.